And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios. Full of cannolis here this morning with the gang from the Van Warmer Resorts. We have a great group of guys here. Tell you all about it here. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Always one of my favorite shows to get this gang together because it's hard to do. Everybody's fishing and traveling, and Fred Hall Show, we're all together one shot, and it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. Well, welcome the Van Warmer gang. We have Eddie, Dante, Yayo, and Mark. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Morning. Morning.
All right, great to have you in the studio, and wow. Do we have Dante, who is the, I don't know, is he the consulting chef at Palmas de Cortez? Would you say that? Yeah, special events chef has brought in the most amazing cannoli here this morning.
They're good.
Oh, my God.
Best one I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
me
too.
For real.
Yeah.
Smoke blown for Dante.
Oh,
yeah, unbelievable.
Well, with a name like Dante, you can.
That's a very good point.
Good cannolis, right? Yeah. And this year, we don't have monkey poop coffee. We have, what kind of coffee, Dante?
This is from Uganda.
Uganda.
7,000 feet where I visited the mountain gorillas in Uganda. And they have plantations everywhere there, and it's unbelievable.
It is amazing.
It's really
4 foot beside a 800-pound silverback, and I'm sitting there filming him, taking pictures, and I'm like, amazing.
Is he handing you the coffee beans?
I wish I would.
Yeah.
But the guides wouldn't let me go any closer.
Not any closer than that, yeah. Pretty amazing.
Unreal.
Well, thanks for the special treat. Of course, we're all here at the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar.
Yeah,
what a
buddy.
Great first 2 days at Del Mar there. And it's going to be a fantastic weekend, great weather, and perfect time to come out. Because the cool thing about Del Mar is it's an inside-outside show.
Yep.
a lot of activities outside so you can enjoy the beautiful weather as well as come inside and do some great stuff. And, Eddie, you guys have been busy,
busy
at the Palmas de Cortez Playa del Sol booth.
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, we started in Long Beach, and the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach was our best show ever. I mean, we broke records. I know Rick and I were talking about him, the Fisherman's Landing, breaking records here at Del Mar. Well, Van Warmer Resorts broke records at the Long Beach show. Our record was set 2 years ago. We booked 100 people at the Sacramento show 1 year, and Long Beach show, Fred Hall, this year, we booked 105 people at the show with deposits. So fishing has, you know, been so good. You know, last year we had probably our best season in 10 years, and the fishing was just phenomenal. People started getting, the word started getting out that fishing was good, so our occupancy rate went through the roof. We probably had our best occupancy rate in 10 years. We had our best fishing in 10 years, and the word got out, and I think that this year it's already started out really good, and people are starting to book. Everyone wants to come down to the East Cape, so I think the word's out, you know. The
East Cape is back.
East Cape is back. Yeah, you know, we go through cycles, I think. You know, we have like some down years, and we hadn't had bait in a while, and we had a few years where bait was very elusive, but the bait came in really strong last year, and fishing really picked up last year. And a lot of people wait to pull the trigger at the last minute for trips. They want to see the fishing reports, and once they see that the fishing is picking up, boom, they jump on the phones, make their reservations, and get down there. And so we really saw that happen last year, and we're seeing it happen again this year, and people are anticipating a really good year, and we're starting to see a really good early season already.
People have discovered what an amazing place this is, so close to home.
Absolutely.
That's what I was going to say, is that, you know, people do that because it's so easy to travel to Palmas de Cortez. I mean, it's flights from everywhere, all the time, every day, multiple airlines, every airport. I mean, it's so easy to travel to the East Cape. And
Los Perillas has really become a place where we're starting to see a lot of travel shows come down, and they're focusing in on this hidden gem that we have, where it used to be people that used to go to Cabo all the time would go, where's Los Perillas? And I'm like, we're right there. We're like an hour away from the airport, from Cabo San Lucas. And they didn't even know about us, you know. And I think now we're getting more of a spotlight. And I can't tell you how many people I talk to on the phone every day that are saying, oh, we're building a house in Los Perillas, or we're planning on moving to Los Perillas. And we're starting to see more and more people from Canada and from the United States coming down and building down there and making it their home, either their full-time home or their part-time home, you know, the snowbirds that want to come down and live down there. So more and more that's happening.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is what you told me was it's busier in Los Perillas in the winter, off-season, the winter, than in the summer.
Absolutely, yeah. Our population in the wintertime pretty much kind of doubles, if not triples, in size down there in the wintertime. Even though the hotel, it's kind of the opposite. You know, the hotels are kind of empty.
Yeah.
You know, we do get some windsurfers, and we have some wedding events going on and things like that.
Sure.
But for the most part, you get all these snowbirds that come down, and the guys who are there 6 months out of the year, where it's cold where they're at, northern part of the United States and Canada, and you see traffic on the streets, you know, you start to see, you know, something that you never see, you know, during the summertime. And even some of the full-time residents are always complaining, going, wow, you know, I can't believe the traffic, how many people are down here, and all the restaurants are full. And a lot of people who come only for fishing in the summertime would never believe what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
And the weather is just phenomenal.
I didn't believe it until I, you know, talk to people, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like the restaurants.
Yeah.
For example, they talk about, oh, well, during the season. It's like, well, you mean summer. It's like, no.
Right.
Winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
are you kidding
me? Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
And
pretty crazy. We'll get that straightened out. But Yayo, of course, people come down to Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol for the fishing, right?
Yeah, no, fishing's been great lately. Actually, we're just starting the season already, and fishing's been great. We're getting tuna already, which is amazing for the start of the season. We've been getting, at the beginning of the year, January, February, we got some marlin action going on right now in the water. It slowed down a little, but Dorado picked up really good. Yellowtail, we've been getting yellowtail. So fishing's been great, actually, for the East Cape down this last year. And it's looking like a good year for this.
And it's only March.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, it's not even really our season yet. I usually tell people April, we start getting going. But, you know, we're in the last week of March, and we're already, I mean, like Yaya was saying, we're getting yellowtail, yellowfin tuna, Dorado, Wahoo are around already.
Get out of here.
White Bonita came in. A big schools of White Bonita were catching. And this is just unheard of. Usually we're still talking about windsurfing in March. And the winds are kind of off and on during this time of year. But the fishing has just been real good. And last year when the tuna rolled in, they never left. So we had them from May all the way to November. So
awesome.
I made it for a great year just to be able to know that that was there. And then the marlin roll in. And you got the stripes and the blues and the sails. And, you know, it's just, you know, the Sea of Cortez, you know, better than anybody. Pete and Rick, you guys have been down there. I mean, it's just you never know what you're going to get. You have over 30 different species of fish, and a lot of guys go down there, and they can knock off 15 fish off their bucket list on one trip, you know, because you just have so many different species.
It is an amazing place. And, of course, Yayo, I've known Yayo. We've all known Yayo since he was a little kid, right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, you've been Yayo, your dad, Eddie, and the whole family there.
Yeah.
That's what the cool thing is you haven't lost that family aspect of the Van Wormer Resorts, right?
It's definitely a family operated business, you know. But I think it's a cool thing about a part of the business. You know, we've been held, we've been there since my grandparents started the thing. You know, the whole thing back in the 50s, 60s.
Yes.
So it's a nice tradition to be part of. You know, it's a really really cool thing. You know.
Yeah.
And his grandma Chacha is still very much in charge over there.
She's the boss.
Oh, yeah.
Every day she's there.
Cool. She's really the boss and the one who keeping us all in line. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She is, and she's strong as always. She's working every day. She's the one who's still at the top of the business, you know.
Yeah,
definitely.
And the one thing that I never knew until, you know, I started talking to her about her schedule one day, and she you know, she's up at 9, and she doesn't go to bed until after midnight when the last cash, you know, the last boxes of cash come from the bar.
Yeah. She's counting them all.
Yeah, you know, and so she's, I mean, very hands-on, and she knows what's going on. She wants to know what's going on, and, you know, at her age, for me, it's phenomenal. And for a country like Mexico where it's very male-dominate, for a woman, a strong woman like her to take charge of, you know, grab that business by the horns and take charge of it, it's pretty amazing and
that's
pretty
cool.
impressive.
That's really cool.
It is. And, of course, your uncles and your dad are still heavily involved.
Everybody's down there. Bobby, Jackie, my dad, Eddie is down there. Everybody's getting ready for the season. Jackie's now into the politics now.
Yes. Yeah, he's a federal senator, right?
Yeah, he's
big time.
He's a state senator.
State senator.
Yeah, but he's doing a lot of movements on the politics. He's doing well on the politics side, and
a lot of good stuff for the fishing.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah,
he's
helping
fishing conservation.
Exactly, he's helping a lot for the fishing conservation down in the area. And everybody's great down there in Baja.
Yeah, we're excited. And Mark, of course, you run East Cape Guides, and you guide people that come to Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. And your outlook right now for the fishing, what do you think?
I'm just gearing up for a crazy busy year. I'm pretty much sold out for all my guide days. Last year we had a early run of tuna, and then we had that crazy run of striped marlin late May, early June. The roosters came in a little bit late. This year, I'm hearing a lot of talk about good concentrations of sardina. And where there's sardina, there's lots of pelagics.
Everything else.
You're going to have everything.
Wow. So you're optimistic for what's going to happen this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting year. And I'm going to say, you know, I think it's going to be another early year.
Okay.
You know, we're starting to see a lot of Dorado coming in. We're starting to see, you know, some tuna here and there. You know, no huge numbers, but, like, you know, it's March.
I can't believe it's crazy. There's already been wahoo caught in March already. That's
just
wild.
Yeah, South Point of Sorolvo is,
so cool.
You know, they're starting to see them, Pescadero, you know, right off the reef there. So
it might be a good time, you know, good year to come down in April. April has always been my favorite weather month. Fishing, you know, the weather there in April, 80s the high, 60s the low. And, you know, when you're there, usually in the summertime, it's usually mid-90s and the humidity level's a little high.
Yeah.
So people can be, it's kind of hot. And people don't understand that in the wintertime, it's like usually 70s the high, you know, 50s the low. And then you get to April and then you're talking about almost like Hawaii weather where there's no humidity, 80s the high, 60s the low. So it's really nice at night,
perfect.
Really pleasant in the daytime. And then the fishing's going, you know, usually in April, we only see like yellowtail, some roosters around, maybe some striped marlin, a few Dorado. But this year, because of, you know, what these guys are talking about, we're getting tuna already. We're getting wahoo. So if you want to enjoy some pretty good fishing, it's still early season, but it's going to be pretty good. And some excellent weather. April's a great time to come
down.
And
low pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Very low pressure.
And you still have availability, because I know you said our tournament in October sold out.
We have some room at Playa del Sol still, so if anybody wants to join the tournament, we'll put you over there. And we're only, you know, Playa del Sol is only 300 yards next door.
And completely renovated,
Yeah, all the rooms are just as nice at Palmas de Cortez. It's just a little bit smaller. It's about half as many rooms, so it's going to be a little bit less noisy. So if you want to have something a little bit quieter, and you're only 300 yards away from Palmas de Cortez, where we're going to have all the Let's Talk Cook-Up festivities.
Yeah, and Playa, I love Playa. And with the renovations that you guys did at Playa del Sol, it's really a fantastic resort.
It really is. We got the boutique hotel certification for that hotel.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
after Bobby Van Wormer put a lot of effort into remodeling all the rooms down there, every single room, and honestly, it's... if not nicer than the rooms at Palmas de Cortez.
No,
they really came out. I mean, I remember when I took Mark over there for the first time, he just started laughing, going, no way, this is Playa del Sol. I cannot believe the rooms.
That's cool.
And what I really like about it is it's still the same Baja feel, but upgraded, you know, remodeled rooms, remodeled lobby and everything, but it's still the same feel. You still have the Palapa bar, you still have the pool. But, you know, it's not your three-story, skyscraper, Cabo Hotel.
And a more modernized restaurant, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got a new chef in there. We got a full menu. We did the downstairs. It used to be upstairs. Now we did the downstairs, and we remodeled that dining room. We put a brand-new kitchen. We got a brand-new chef. We got a brand-new menu. So it's no longer the we make one thing, and this is what you got to eat. And if you don't like it, too bad. This is what you got to eat. Now you get a full menu. You get to pick what you want. And Chef Anton is doing an excellent job doing some...
Is it Dante approved?
I was going to say the same thing. That's the
Dante is shaking his head. Yeah. That's good. Well, as you're going to hear, we have a great show lined up today. A lot to talk about if you want to join us.
You're not kidding, man. And so stoked to have the boys in here today. I mean, from fishing in the East Cape to traveling, all your questions are going to be answered today. Going to be a great show. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways to join us this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. Our toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all things Van Wormer Resorts today, we are giving away such a killer prize today. In honor of Fred Hall Show, we are giving away a brand-new Anza Bluefin handmade knife. It's a killer custom-made knife for our friends down at Anza Knives who are having a great show. In addition to that, you're also going to get a ticket to the Fred Hall Show to be able to pick it up this weekend right at the Will Call. So you're going to get to go to Fred Hall either today or tomorrow, and you're going to get that killer Anza knife. This is a $175 custom-made knife, and we really want to thank our good buddy Don over at Anza Knives. So again, if you want to get your shot at winning that great knife, your chance to go to the Fred Hall Show, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you. Check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products: Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all new exciting Tranx 200 reel. The Fisherman's Landing staff has used Shimano products for years and knows your needs. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get your shot at winning that amazing prize, again, a handmade custom bluefin knife from our good buddy Don over at Anza Knives. What a cool package that is. And tickets to go to the show today. 858.
Pick it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
858-457-1090 or toll free 877-792-1090.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that bluefin. This is the knife that he created for the fishermen at Anza Knives. $175 knife. It is
It's a work of art,
and it cuts fish like you've never seen before. He's selling them like hotcakes there, and it is a handmade custom knife. And he said, "Here, I want you to give this away
this
weekend."
That's so cool, man.
And they're right at the Let's Talk Hookup booth is right next to Cedro Sport Fishing.
Right.
Rosie and the gang are right there, and then right next to Cedro Sport Fishing is Anza Knives. So you'll see them right there. You can just come to the show, grab your new knife, and check it out. So
sweet.
If you want to get through, 877-792-1090, open right now. They want to talk to the Van Warmer Resort, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Why don't we start it off this morning with Raymond calling us from Santee. Raymond, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great.
So, yeah, my son and I were actually on his way to a baseball game right now, but we went out to North Mission Bay last night by the Information Center. We're just on the rock. And one of my buddies was said to throw out some brown grubs. It was right at sunset. Tide was coming in. I got broke off one. Got some really light line. But I was wondering if there's any other bait I should be focusing on in that area.
I mean, I think that you're doing the right thing by fishing, small grubs and things like that. There's lots of great baits that'll get bites in the bay there. MC Swim Bait, they make those skinny 3-inch swim bait tails and clear water, fish a clearer bait fish type color, darker stained water. You usually fish your browns and greens and maybe chartreuses and things like that. Artificial makes a really good ghost shrimp, little straight curly tail thing. But I think you're certainly doing the right thing. Just light line and a curly tail grub with a little bit of tide movement, and it's a great spot to go catch some
fish.
Try
a different approach, slow it down a little bit, speed it up, different speeds, all that kind of stuff might work out well for you. So try it out.
Maybe invest in a little, uni butter, hot sauce, that kind
there
of stuff.
There you go.
So, yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Speaking of our buddy and co-host Corey Sandin, Corey's been very busy over there selling a lot of his baits. And, Corey's there. He'll handpick you out whatever baits you're on. So whether you're going to, Cedros, or you're going on out to San Clemente Island or fishing locally here, or you're going to go fish the bay, Corey will hand select whatever you need and get you set up.
I can't tell you how many times that scenario's played out. Guys would come into the booth like, I am going on a trip to Cedros, or I'm going on the Let's Talk Hookup trip down there. What baits do I need? I'm like, man, you'd just go talk to the source. I mean, that's the beauty of going to Fred Hall Show is you get to talk directly to Corey and have him pick you out whatever colors and sizes will be right for wherever you're going.
Yeah. Speaking of Fred Hall Show, you guys actually will book people at your booth, at the Van Warmer booth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have everything now, the technology is amazing, you know, so we can book everything anywhere. We are with Wi-Fi. We just we run credit cards right there. We book your trip. We check availability.
Thing.
People want to pick specific boats out. We can do that for you. Because a lot of guys, you know, they plan their trip around their favorite captains, their favorite rooms that they want.
Right.
And so they're like, hey, I just want to know 3 days when this captain's available, and that's when I want to book, and because they've been coming down for, you know, year after year.
Yeah.
And so we're able to do that for you. Check it out. And then, like you're saying, Pete, it's a really great show to come down and talk to, you know, people about tackle and stuff like that. And for us, you know, people talk about, you know, specific questions that they may have, what to bring down. And a lot of guys are already booked, and they just come down and say, hey, we're booked. We're going to be coming down in a couple months. What should I bring? You know, what kind of tackle? And, you know, Mark's there. He's always talking about, you know, the right tackle and the right gear to bring down. So it's a really good time to come down and talk face-to-face. And a lot of guys that I talk to, I never actually see them face-to-face. It's always on the phone, and I finally get to meet them.
Yeah.
And some guys will kind of jokingly start playing off like they've never been down there before, and then they start laughing and they say, hey, I'm so and so, and we've been talking for 20 years, you know, and I don't know, I've never seen them face to face, so I don't even know. So it's kind of nice to meet people for the first time face to face and be able to answer their questions as needed.
Absolutely. No, Mark, speaking of tackle, okay, Eddie was talking about April, good time to book right now, great weather, great getaway from the long, cold, hard winter we've had here in Southern California. What is somebody going to target in April, and what kind of tackle should they
bring? That's a good question.
So, you know, you have all your bottom fish. So you're going to be targeting the, obviously, yellowtail, amberjack, cabrilla, all the snapper species, all the pargo. So what I recommend, if you're going to bring down some gear, I always say bring a 30, 40, and 50.
Okay.
So from there, some good fluorocarbon, you know, 40, 50, 60-pound fluorocarbon. Good set of jigs, good set of flat falls, that sort of thing. You know, I like the glow, you know. Scramble.
Like what size flat fall?
I like the 160 gram.
160,
that 5.6
okay.
is the sweet spot because, you know, sometimes I see clients are struggling, you know, and especially with jigging, you know, they'll do 4 or 5 drops and they just get worn out. So that 5.6 ounce to 7, you know, that's kind of the sweet spot.
And what are you going to fish that on?
I like to fish it on either 40 or 50.
Okay.
And, you know, either 40 or 50 pound fluorocarbon, and just work it, you know, work those high spots. So we have those high spots right off of La Ribera.
Yeah.
One thing to mention is, you know, the Yayo actually and the Van Wormers have really been focusing on upgrading the tackle for the fleet. So they made a major investment in Shimano reels. So a lot of TLD 20s, TLD 30s. So it's like almost $30,000 worth of investment in reels. And
so you don't need to bring your own tackle.
No. But if you want to, you know, I always recommend, you know, bring a couple of bait sticks, you know, a 30-pound outfit, 40-pound outfit for the summer. But, you know, you can get rocked a lot, you know, because every once in a while you're going to get that, you know, 60, 70-pound amberjack that's going to rock you. So,
sure.
You know, in the old days, you know, we would just take some skipjack or something like that or squid strips, send it down to the bottom, go to sunset with the drag, and then pull them out with the boat.
Ah.
And then fight them from there.
Yeah.
So that's the old school style.
Yeah. Now, Yayo, what I've done before is I have taken my own reels and then rent rods from Van Warmers.
Yeah, we have all of our boats are fully equipped. And like Mark said, we've been trying to get more new equipment and more updated gear, so we have better definitely more rate of success and all this stuff. Definitely better equipment, better fish definitely sometimes and yeah, we have some shore line spools down there that you can borrow from us, rent it, and you can go down the beach. We have lots of spots down the beach where you can go just throw the line and have a lot of fun. So there's a lot of rooster, a lot of jurel, what we call pargos, right off the beach. Exactly.
I've stood on the balcony of the condo there and watched guys catch huge roosters off
right.
the dock. Because they collect around there because they're throwing the bait. The guys come back in the evening, and the smart guys, the locals, they're down there fishing because the big fish are just swarming around that dock waiting for you guys to
everybody
to chill,
lines
right?
up of the, out of the dock and wait for the bait that lifts over from the day get in. And we actually have some turtles. When there's a lot of boat going out and there's a lot of bait throwing off the boats, when they come in, we got some turtles diving in and fishing for the biting the baits, and it's an amazing spectacle.
And Dante actually has the best story for beach fishing. One time he was fishing the Shoreline Derby for the Lynn Rose tournament, and he was sitting there waiting, just sat on his little tripod, sitting down. And something hit his line, and he grabbed the rod and he went face first into the water. And was just skipping across the water, and boom, hit the water, and that thing just snapped off. We never knew what it was, but it dragged this big man
into the
water.
Dante is a big guy.
Yeah.
I was intimidated.
It was must have been something big.
It was something big. We don't know what it was, because it broke off, but it pulled this man into the water.
What do you think it was, Mark?
So, my friend Noe, who's the fish processor, he's the manager for Smokies.
Yeah.
And, you know, we hang out on the dock and talk and everything. And I asked him, you know, how's the pargo fishing? And he just showed me his hands, and he hand lines.
Okay.
So, and it looked like somebody had just taken a chainsaw to his hands.
Oh.
So his biggest dog tooth last year was 66 pounds off the dock.
Oh, my God.
Off the dock?
Off the dock.
Come on.
So I give him all my old line, and he's using 100-pound main line with 200-pound leader.
Oh, my gosh.
Big circle hook and just chunks of skipjack.
Yeah.
He'll just take, stakes of skipjack. They'll run it out in the ponga.
Uh-huh.
There's a secret spot out there where there's a pile of rocks where they sit, and mano y mano, like he just goes for it.
Gosh,
there's a lot right there where the boats are anchored.
Yeah.
I've seen guys that are cleaning their boat. You know, they drop the clients off at the dock, they go out to anchor, and they're cleaning the boat, and all of a sudden they're pulling up, you know, giant pargo from their boat.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, hey, let's go live on the water right now. Captain Ryan Boston's calling us from the San Diego. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Hey, great. All right, yellowtail are biting.
Yeah, we're starting to get a few shots at them, Pete. You know, we're online every single day, and the weather's kind of held us down up until recently here. We've been getting out the last few days fishing the Coronado Islands, and we've been seeing some yellowtail. Yesterday we had 33 yellowtail for 20 passengers.
Nice.
We had very good rock fishing as well. You know, we've been mixing it up. This time of year, we tell the people to be prepared for all types of fish. Yellowtail are at the top of the list. If we can fish yellowtail all day long, that's what we'll do. If not, we may have to put the sinkers on and target the bottom fish. The bottom fishing around the Coronado Islands, there's two options. It's either you go out deep and you fish 250 to 400 foot of water. If the conditions allow it and the people have the tackle, that's what we'll do. If not, we'll fish that shallow water rockfish, which is 90 to 150 foot, and they can both be a lot of fun. So yesterday we did rock fishing in the morning while the conditions were messed up, and then in the afternoon the conditions got nice, and we had a few good shots at yellowtail. They're 10 to 18 pounders. We had some on the surface iron yesterday. We had some fly line and baits, and, of course, the yo-yo. So it's starting to heat up. It's looking good down here.
Man, that's great news, Ryan. Excellent call. And what a perfect grade for down at the islands. Nice big fish and fun to pull on and keep you busy and excited all day. And how cool that you're kind of catching them in all the ways that one would want to try and catch one.
Yeah, yesterday, Ricky, we had these schools that absolutely blew up on our chum. I mean, just made a foaming mess. And they were eating anything you got in them, surface iron, fly line bait, and then when they come underneath the boat, they're typically down a little bit with the cool water like this. So those yo-yo jigs are very, very effective. But it's starting to change down here. I would expect these things will settle in on the structure here soon, and we may be anchoring the boat and doing a lot of surface iron fishing. So if you'd like to join us, we're online every single day. Just call Seaport for reservations at 619-224-3383. And as long as we have a few reservations and the weather's good, we're going.
We have a beautiful week of weather ahead, of course, this weekend and all through next week looks fantastic. And I predict it's going to go off here. It's
like
going
it,
to happen. So, hey, Captain Ryan Bossian calling us from the San Diego live on his way to the Yellowtail Grounds. Thanks for checking in, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. We're going to finish our delicious breakfast burritos here, and we'll check in with you guys later.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate the call this morning. All right. Let's find out what's biting down in the Baja.
You got it, buddy. It's time for the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, with the report today, which is sponsored by a very busy booth because we're getting a great look at him.
Yeah.
We always trade positions. In Long Beach, Fish Pros, the market, is right across from you. Well, in Del Mar, they're right across the street from us. So
yeah. They're
right across the aisle. And today, the Fisherman's Processing Report. Be sure to see those guys, Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros, the market, at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show today, where you can purchase smoked and jerky fish, all of their killer spices, rubs, their smoked cheese, all at very special show prices. Fish Pros, the market, and Fisherman's Processing. See them today in Del Mar for those amazing deals. They had three packs of their spices or rubs for $20. That killer lunchbox offer where you get a custom little cooler, you get the jerky, you get the cheese, you get the smoked fish.
And then the Fred Hall special for $50. You get a pound of smoked fish, you get three packs of jerky, and three packs of cheese.
That's awesome.
For $50.
Yeah, those guys
can't beat it.
And they are packed.
It's
really, really good
show. Stuff.
Well, let's find out what's going on. The cast man is standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
What's up, cast man?
Buenos dias, Pedro. Buenos dias, Ricky. And, of course, to the Van Warmer gang. Some of you guys are having a good time in the studio there.
Oh, wait. I wish we could save you one of these cannolis from Dante, huh?
Yeah. But we can't because there's one
of them
over and
I'll
take that down.
Yeah, I'm sure
you would really save one for me. But
just like you saved your tamales.
Yeah, they'll be right next to your tamales.
Yeah.
That's brutal, man. That's brutal. Anyway, listen, got some great news from Moretto. Daniel Talamanta's there, our guy that provides our pongas down there, emailed me, and he says the yellowtail really went off this week. And they're just about, and most of all the high spots there, but particularly Punta Lobos and Carmen at Carmen Island and La Cholla, and then, of course, up at Ildefonso. But there's a lot of yellows right now. They're not really big. They're probably the biggest is about 20 to 25, but there's plenty of them. Most of them being taken on iron, both surface and yo-yo. And he says, really kind of unusual. They're getting some really good baits, you know, the mackerel and the big eye shad there. But the yellowtail don't want them. For some reason, they're taking the iron. And so anybody going down there, make sure you take, you know, the typical colors, the blue and white, the chrome, and, of course, my favorite, the scrambled egg. Some really good fishing going on there in Loretto for the yellowtail. Moving down to Cabo and San Jose del Cabo there. Inside the Sierra Cortez there around Punta Gordo, going up into the Imed Bank, San Luis, Vinarama in that area. Still mixed cold water in there, green water currents. Every now and then they'll find some little bit clearer water. They're pulling a few tuna out up to 50 pounds, but not much. Everything's kind of scattered right now. Also along all the high points around Cabo, the San Jose del Cabo, they're picking up a few wahoo. I heard one up at about 50 pounds. So I think once all that water settles down, we get into that nice clear blue water and getting a nice warmer water in there, you're going to see that really go off. As far as striped marlin goes, still good striped marlin fishing in Cabo, Golden Gate, the Jaime, the Lighthouse, that area there, one to two striped marlin releases per boat per day. And, like, you know, we've been talking, those fish are migrating up into the Sea of Cortez. I would imagine that the East Cape boats are probably starting to pick them up now. And so look out for that because that should be a really good striped marlin season this year. Massaflon there, they're doing pretty well on the sales and the striped marlin, more striped marlin than sales. Not quite a one per boat average there, but they did get into some tuna middle of the week. They found some schools out at 20 to 25 miles, mostly football size fish, 15 to 30 pounds, but pretty good bite went off there. And we'll wind up with Ixtapa Zihuatanejo there, about the same as when we were there week before last. One to two sail releases per boat per day. Tuna stead out at 30, 35 miles. Boats that want to go out there occasionally, they'll get mostly football-sized fish, but they'll get a 50, 60, 70-pounder in the mix down there. And, of course, along the beaches there, been really good there for the big jacks and the roosters and the sierras. But anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. I'm leaving for Pesca Panama this coming week, so
I'll probably be able to make a phone call, a report next Saturday.
From Panama City. Yeah, I talked to a couple of people that are going with you at the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. Very excited. I said, oh, you have no idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's that good for sure. Hey, talking about that great fishing in Loretto, boy, that really bodes well for our tournament in May, right? And did you say last week that we're pretty much sold out?
Yeah, we're down to, I think, one room left now. And I was going to mention, Pete, now that you brought that up, Alaska has got some airfares nonstop, cheaper than what I bought my ticket for 2 months ago.
Wow.
And last time I
competition, that's because Valeris is flying now and Aero Calafia is flying now. So the little competition makes it a little more competitive.
Brings the price down.
Yeah, last time I checked, it was $242 round trip nonstop.
Whoa,
that's great.
From LAX.
Yeah. LAX, yeah. And so I got one room left. And then also, you know, there's a good chance, too, we may get that Dorado that usually comes in there really strong in June, July, and August.
Ooh.
They might be in the mix also.
Ooh,
because we're going just late enough in May that don't be surprised if we get into some Dorado.
Anything can happen. So if you want to grab that last room at the beautiful Hotel La Mission and join us, how do we get a hold of you?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And hopefully I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Oh, I'm jealous. Have a great time at Pesca Panama.
All right, man.
Make sure the doc behaves himself.
Oh, God. You're not going to be there to help me.
Yeah, all right. Yes, man. See you later.
All right, man.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up that report. Sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charge before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information, or just go see Jeff and the gang for show specials today and tomorrow at the Fred Hall Show. I got a chance to see Jeff yesterday. They're always changing, tweaking, adding things to Terramar. And if you've been a subscriber forever like I have, you know, I've had a Terrafin subscription for years, always go talk to Jeff, because there's so many things that Terrafin does that most of us don't use. Like, I have such a bad habit of just jumping on there, checking temperature, and that's that. But, I mean, everything
from chlorophyll to currents to
heights. I mean, there's so much that they do. Go spend a few minutes talking to Jeff. Like, he will up your Terrafin game a lot. It's a great service, and you're crazy not to have it. It's so
absolutely
cheap and one of the best fishing
and a great deal at the show, too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time for the spectacular 43rd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 28th to the 31st at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at San Diego's number one show. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars. Daiwa Saltwater Tank, Accurate Fishing's main seminar stage. Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Truck. On the San Diego County Ford Dealer Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Ultimate Air Dogs, the 805 Beer Okuma Bass Tank, Sword Disc Great American Duck Races, archery, target shooting, free dive, fly casting, kids casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Support CCA Cal and get in free. The Fred Hall Show, March 28th to the 31st at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, we have the Van Warmer group here. We have Eddie, who runs a booking office with his lovely wife, Shannon. We have Dante, who's the... How do you classify Dante?
He's like our special events chef.
Special events chef.
Whenever we have like a tournament or something that we need some special meal cooked, we'll fly Dante in.
Yeah, and he's an ombudsman, too. He's like spreads the love of Van Warmers, right?
He helps us out in all the shows at all the, in our booth drives us up and down the coast doing trade shows all year, winter long.
Right.
And the best coffee connoisseur that I know.
And the best cannoli maker ever.
No doubt about that.
And Yayo Van Warmer, of course, part of the Van Warmer family. And then, of course, Mark, who runs East Cape Guides. What a crew.
No doubt.
Man, awesome crew. You want to get through and have a chance to win the ultimate fillet knife. I'm telling you guys, this is the ultimate fillet knife. It is the Anza Bluefin. It's a handmade fillet knife, and you're going to get tickets to the Fred Hall Show today or tomorrow. You come by the Anza booth and pick your knife up right from Don and Heidi there at the Anza booth, and that's courtesy. You want to get through. The only line available is 877-792-1090, open right now. So much great stuff going on today and tomorrow at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. You got to come down there.
It's been a wild show. Things have just been packed. The great sales, great deals, great offers. The one of the cool things about Del Mar is the amount of boats that are in there. I mean, it's the biggest boat show you're going to find. The tackle's fun, and there's so much cool stuff always going on outside. You know, when you sneak out of the booth to go grab lunch or something, all the dogs jumping in duck races and trout ponds biting in the lumberjack show. I mean, there's just so much cool stuff to see and do. It's such a fun show. I love it.
Inside and out. So beautiful weather for a day at the Del Mar Fairgrounds today at the Fred Hall Show. Now, speaking of show, do you guys offer show specials? Are there show specials if they come and book at the booth?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've kind of gotten away from like doing like a flyer special, but what we do is if you come to the show and you book at the show and you deposit at the show, we'll give you a discounted rate. It's usually around 10% off the entire package. So
for
a group of three that comes down, that's going to save you about $100 a person.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, so you know, buy a ticket and you're going to save $100. It's well worth the drive to come to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, and of course, if you have the Let's Talk Hookup Club card, you get that 10% off any time.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
So that's another
thing. Forget
nice
about that.
Too.
Bring that up whenever you book.
But if you come to the show and you book, you get that Let's Talk Hookup discount with
the
or without.
Ends, that's it.
That's it.
So
Palmas has just never been easier to get to, too. I mean, we were saying at the beginning of the show, the flights are so prolific, and it has gotten so inexpensive. You know, there was years where, you know, there was not much competition for flights to get down to San Jose del Cabo, and the flights were just, they were a lot, and that is just not the case anymore. Whether you're flying from L.A., Orange County, San Diego, Tijuana, I mean, there are some amazing airfares. The last time we flew out of Tijuana with CBX, you know, we had $100 round-trip tickets to go down to Palmas.
$100.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Yeah.
So did I see a Volaris CBX booth right across from you?
Yeah. I think they're with with Laredo.
Oh, Laredo. Okay.
Yeah, they're there, and you can actually go over there. And I know that some people have been asking me about that, and you can go over there and talk to them about Volaris as well. And it's so convenient. You know, I know that Rick has done it. You just cross over the bridge, go right into the airport, and you fly down. And the rates are just ridiculously cheap out of there.
Yeah, and modern airport, yeah, you probably do it all the time.
Yeah, I fly a lot from La Paz and from Cabo, both airports. And I find a lot of great deals on La Paz, actually, flying from Tijuana to La Paz. And La Paz is only an hour away from Los Barriles. Almost the same, right? The same as Cabo, so it's not a big difference. And there's plenty of other options. There's a lot of flights down out from San Diego, too, down to Cabo San Lucas. There's a lot of Alaska flights. So it's just a matter of finding the best rate that you can find, because it's not much of a difference to fly out of Tijuana or fly of a distance. I mean, you just take the CBX bridge and just straight down to the airport and catch your flight.
Now, one of the other advantages of flying out of CBX, if you're an American citizen, is you miss the lines in Cabo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's customs
huge.
Lines. That can be a nightmare, especially when it's a high season.
Yes.
Oh, the lines can be a nightmare. But you do that, or you can avoid that going on to La Paz, because La Paz is a much small airport, kind of like Laredo, maybe a little bigger, but it's got a lot of air traffic as well.
Yes.
And so you avoid that because when you fly out of CBX, you're taking a domestic flight, not an international flight.
Right.
Your flight originates in Mexico and then ends in
Mexico. You've already cleared customs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's a good option.
So let me ask you this about La Paz. Let's say you want to go to Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and you want to fly into La Paz. Will TT Cabo, your transfer company, pick you up in La Paz?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. We have that option. You just have to, the same way you have to do it when you book it
to Cabo, exactly.
We do it the same way, and they have no problem picking you up in La Paz. And like I said, it's almost the same time going from La Paz to Los Barriles as they do at Cabo, maybe about 10 minutes more or something like that. Not much of a...
And I think it's a prettier drive.
I was going to say the same thing.
It's a really nice drive because it's a much, much scenic. It has four towns that you go through. You got San Antonio, San Bartolo.
El Triunfo.
El Triunfo, which is an old mining town.
Very historic.
Yeah, right? Very historic. That's the one.
I didn't know that used to be the capital of Baja Sur.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, before La Paz was,
really?
It was
one of the first towns that got settled in Baja, in southern Baja.
Wow.
They used to come people from France. Actually, one of the churches that they have over there, it's made of by a French artist, the same guy from the Eiffel Tower.
Wow. Oh, that's right.
Gustav
Eiffel.
Gustav Eiffel. Yeah.
And then also, Triunfo, isn't it owned by the Waltons, that town? From Walmart?
Well, they might have properties over there.
Like a lot of properties.
Definitely. Yeah, they've been building restaurants, hotels down there.
Yeah.
It still is a small town, very, very, cozy and historic, like you said. But it's a great drive to go down from
and the largest piano museum in Mexico.
Yeah.
Come on.
So we have a piano museum.
Yeah, El Triunfo. I've been there. Me and Shannon went and took
a
tour.
Museum.
It's a piano museum. It's a giant warehouse, and it's full of these pianos from the first pianos and way back when to modern pianos. But it's one of the largest piano museums in Mexico, and it's in the little small town of El Triunfo.
That's cool. You introduced us, Eddie, to your friend that runs the quad rental company.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy,
yeah.
Can-Do. Can-Do Rentals.
Yeah.
And Jimmy actually gives Let's Talk Hookup listeners a discount, too, which is great.
He
gives them a really nice 10, 15% discount.
He is awesome.
Jimmy is a great guy. We hired, in fact, Woody, who's one of the guys that goes on our trip, Woody and Linda from Reno.
They
come down. They said, you got to have Jimmy take you on the quad tour. Pay him $100. He'll spend the day with you and take you on this backcountry tour.
Get out of here.
I am telling you what, it was the best $100 we ever spent. It was unbelievable.
Cool. Going up to the Arroyo.
Jimmy was personally, we were going through back gates and locked gates and everything. And what's the town right next to Los Barriles?
San Bartolo.
So we ended up in San Bartolo, and then we ended up at his aunt and uncle's restaurant right there on the highway, having the most amazing lunch.
Empanadas.
Yeah.
Oh, those are amazing.
Yeah.
Bartolo empanadas are really, really famous down there.
So next time you go down there, ask Eddie about hooking you up with Can Do. Tell him you listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Jimmy will give you a discount.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's the guy for the quads.
Definitely.
His equipment was, because we went down the same way, we checked out all the spots, and Eddie made the same recommendation to us. His equipment was so much newer and nicer and clean and, perfect running. Like, you could definitely tell the vehicles that he was renting versus some of the others. It was like the brand new killer stuff. He was great.
He's a big racer. He likes to race the Baja 1000 style.
Oh,
race.
Yeah.
He's big into that. And he's been winning the last few years. He's been winning a lot of races. So he's big into that.
Yeah. And here's the thing is we all go down there to go fishing, right?
Sure.
But take a day and do these quad rides. It's so amazing.
I mean, almost, I think all of his quads has the rod rack to set your
so you can
rods,
go fishing too.
And you go fishing down the shore. Yeah. There's a lot of places, and you can take the ATV. That's a good activity to make to pick up.
He'll even rent you mast fin snorkels, and you can snorkel some beautiful reefs along the highways there, Mark.
Yeah, so I take clients up the beach, and we'll take some surf rods, pole spears. So we have the local boys here from Gaku gave me some really nice 8-foot pole spears. And we'll run up to Punta Pescadero, go out on the reef there, shoot a couple of trigger fish for fish tacos or for ceviche.
That's so rad.
Hang out on the beach, relax all day. You know, we have a cooler filled with beers and drinks and everything. And then, we'll run back to Smokies and have them cooked up right there.
Sweet.
So cool.
Awesome. Well, hey, let's go live down to the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Mr. Wayne Cotto, who's the president of CCA California, is on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Good morning, guys. Oh, man, I'm getting excited listening about this trip down the South East Cape. Wow, I want to go now.
Oh, don't you want to go now? Absolutely.
I want to go now.
Well, we have a couple days left to be at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and CCA California has a tremendous offer for those to either join or renew their membership, right?
Absolutely. Guys, we got two more days of the show, and our promotion is on point. We not only get you into the show, we get you your renewal or your membership. We give you guys a nice goodie bag and backpack, and we have this huge premium target raffle, and we give you 5 tickets to that. And this premium target raffle has over $10,000 worth of product in it. There's 12 items. And it's only tickets through the end of the show in 2 days.
And when is it going to be drawn for all those incredible, like a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak is part of the deal.
The Outback, the new Outback is on the ticket. So it's a target raffle. The drawings will take place at the close on Sunday.
Wow, fantastic. All right, so we just join or renew our membership to CCA, get the $50 package, right?
At the show.
At the show.
At the entrance. Yeah.
You get entrance for free, and you get this target raffle, and you get to support a great organization that you and Chris and everybody else are working so hard to keep our rights to go fishing, right?
Oh, and a lot of things are going on, guys. We're working on the 365-day license or 12-month license from the date of purchase. Right now, we're on the fight to keep our live bait and the sardines.
Yep.
That's going on right now, and it's coming up right here in the beginning of April. So there's a lot of different things going on, and yes, we need you guys' support.
Yes, but indeed. Well, keep up the good work, Wayne. Join CCA at the show. Join that Target raffle and win some amazing prizes. We'll see you real soon at the show, Wayne. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hopefully Wayne's able to make it out of that tornado he was
in Del Mar.
As you can hear, we got a great show going for you. We got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. Plus, we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
The Shimano Tranx 500 reel changed the way we cast for big fish. Since that incredible innovation, Shimano has created three additional sizes of Tranx level wind reels. The Tranx 200, 300, and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. Choose the gear ratios and handle design that fits your need for both fresh and saltwater applications. Once you cast a Tranx reel with a surface iron, swim bait, popper, jerk bait, or any other cast and retrieve application, you will be hooked. Pick up the amazing Shimano Tranx 200, 300, 400, and 500 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a new way to fish.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper. When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.